بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I am here in Springfield Forest Park where I walk in the morning, and one of the places I walk in the morning, very very beautiful place, as you can see, it's got water everywhere and ponds and bulrushes, and there's this stream flowing on this side, and the bulrushes are a lot of red-shouldered blackbirds, and they're called red-shouldered and also called red-winged blackbirds. And these are lily ponds. They look like lotuses, but they're not lotuses, they're lilies. And one of these ponds has also a family of wood ducks. So I don't know if you're going to see them today or not, but they're also there. I remind myself and you of this beautiful hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, which all of us have heard. Many of us quote, alhamdulillah, many of us have memorized it, maybe inshallah, should be, we should memorize it. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that any one of you who sees a munkar, who sees an evil, must stop it with his hand. Wa illam yastati', and if he is unable to do that, then with his tongue, meaning he must speak out against it. And if he is not able to do that, then he must with his heart, meaning that he must hate it in his heart. And hate it obviously means he stays away from it himself, because it doesn't make sense. You claim to hate something and you're doing it yourself. So that goes without saying. Hate it meaning stay away from it yourself. Now, the thing that I remind myself and you is that we as Muslims, we are unique in this, that our responsibility in life doesn't end with ourselves. Each one of us individually has four independent responsibilities. Four independent responsibilities, which means that each one of them must be fulfilled by itself. It's not dependent on, one is not dependent on the other. And what are these four responsibilities? The first one is to do good yourself, is to engage in amalus saleh, to make sure that you do good, that we do good ourselves, that we do not do any evil ourselves. So this is, it begins with ourselves. Second thing is amar bil maruf, that we also enjoin and order others to do good. The third one is to stay away from evil, avoid evil ourselves. And the fourth one is nahi anil munkar, which is to encourage and order others to stay away from evils. So four independent. The reason I'm saying independent is because sometimes this question arises that maybe I'm not doing everything that I should be doing myself. You know, my life is not the best. I indulge in something, some sin myself. And take, for example, somebody who is a smoker. So this person is smoking. Now, smoking is haram. He knows he should not be doing that. But he's addicted, and that's the reason why it's haram. One of the reasons, one of the many reasons why it's haram, is also because it's an addiction. And so this person is smokes maybe 20 cigarettes a day or something. The question then comes, should he or she advise others not to smoke? Because they might say, well, you know, what locus standi do I have? I mean, why, on what basis will I tell somebody you should not smoke? It's bad for you, it's haram. Islamically, it's bad for you in the religion. It's bad for you physically because it's the source of so many evils and so many terrible illnesses and whatnot. It causes, among other things, lung cancer and whatnot. As I tell people, you don't have to buy cancer. It's free. It's crazy completely. Imagine spending money to buy cancer. But, you know, some people, may Allah have mercy on us. Anyway, so this person might say, well, I am doing it myself. So should I warn others? Should I tell somebody else? Or am I being hypocritical when I do that? You know, will I be counted as a hypocrite? That how come you do it yourself and you are telling me not to do it? The answer is no. You should tell. You should tell people. It's not being hypocritical. It is an independent responsibility. So I should stop it myself, number one, of course. Number two, because by telling others, it doesn't absolve me from the responsibility of stopping it myself. So I have to stop it myself. But I should also tell others to stop, because it's an evil, it's a munkar. The benefit of doing that, the benefit of telling others not to do it when you yourself are doing it, is that somewhere your own conscience, inshallah, will wake up and you will say to yourself, I really, truly, even though I know what I'm doing is right, but I really feel like a hypocrite. So I will stop doing this evil myself. Not stop warning others, but stop doing the evil. And that is also one of the purposes of saying, even if you don't do it, even if you are engaged in the munkar, don't stop telling people to stop. Don't stop telling people that it is bad. Because, inshallah, the warning others is likely to be a reason for you to give up this nasty action yourself. So it's a very important thing to do that, to do nahi anil munkar. Third responsibility, independent, is we said to enjoin good and to do good ourselves and to enjoin good. So, for example, important for us to pray 5 times a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fard, so we fulfill the faraid. And equally important for us to enjoin good is to tell people that they should pray. Once again, the same logic, which is that even if I am not praying regularly as I should be praying, when I tell others that they should pray, then inshallah, my conscience will wake up and I will remind myself and say, look, this is not correct. You know, I mean, you're telling people to do that. You don't do it yourself. So it is time that you wake up and start doing it yourself. So, Amar bin Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Enjoining good and forbidding evil is very, very, very important for all of us. And as I mentioned before, at the risk of repetition, it is an independent, each one is an independent responsibility. Doing one doesn't absolve us from doing, or rather not doing one doesn't absolve us from not doing all. The principle in Sharia which we should remember is that if you are not able to do something completely, then do it as much as you can do, meaning even if it's partial. So we don't, by this we are not sort of encouraging evil, right? We are not saying if you can't pray 5 times a day, pray at least, you know, 2 or 3. No, nobody has the right to permit what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not permit. So Allah said pray 5, we pray 5. If I'm praying two or three, I know I'm being sinful. But at the same time, because I can't pray five, I don't pray at all. No, this is evil. This is really bad. So, while we are not permitting and giving this ijaza to pray less than five, at the same time, if somebody is saying, I know I should pray five times, but I'm not able to do that because of my work or this or that, and so I'm praying two or three, we don't castigate them. We don't, you know, lambast them, and we don't say, that's evil, that's terrible, you know. What's the point of even praying two? You may as well give up. So never ever do that. We don't force and we don't discourage. So if somebody is not praying five, he's praying two or three, we say, Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. Continue with that two and three and try and increase it, right? Instead of two, make it three. Instead of three, make it four. Instead of four, make it five. So eventually you start praying all. And Allah will put barakah in your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you if you decide to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So four independent responsibilities as an ummah, as a people, and as individuals we have. One, to do good, amal salih, good deeds. Two, to enjoin good, to tell others, encourage others to do good, amar bil maruf. Three, to stop yourself from doing munkar, stop ourselves from doing evil. And four is nahi anil munkar, is to stop others from, or warn others against doing evil. Four individual responsibilities, independent responsibilities, all four are important, all four must be done. And just because you don't do one, it doesn't mean that you should stop doing all of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to help us to do what pleases Him, and to stop us from, and to help us to stop doing what displeases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.